1937. I was 7 years old and no air conditioning, so the summers were hot and humid. People went out on their lawns at night just to try and cool off, and I got the idea that maybe I could sell them what you would call soft drinks and we called pop. So I went around to a bunch of gas stations, and in those days, every gas station had a cooler with varied soft drinks in it, and it had a little opener on the side and something to catch all the bottle caps. So I went around and collected all the bottle caps for weeks at these various gas stations. I collected 8,000 of them, and then I sorted them all out, and I saw that they were Coca-Cola overwhelmed everybody else. So I decided to hook myself up to them. And there were these little silver-like ones in those days. And my grandfather had a grocery store, so I went to my grandfather and I said, how about giving me a deal on Coke so I can sell it around the neighborhood? And he sold me at the rate of 6 bottles for a quarter, and I went around and sold them for a nickel each. And I sold out every time. And I had no inventory. I had no receivables. I had the best business I ever had. We'll always have problems. I mean, you know, ever since I got out of school, I used to sell stocks. They'd always give me 10 reasons why you shouldn't buy them. And you've heard them all throughout your life. But the world does not belong to the pessimists, believe me. You're selling happiness. And it's, you know, and having it an arm's length away is a big part of it. And, you know, the distribution system has been developed. It's the right formula, Muhtar. And it just has to be carried out with, you know, with extreme diligence, enthusiasm, and every minute of the day.
You're going to make mistakes in life. I mean, there's no question about it. You don't want to make them on the big decisions, you know, who you marry and some things like that. So there's no way I'm going to make a lot of business and investment decisions without making some mistakes. I may try to minimize them. I don't dwell on them at all. I don't look back. The biggest mistakes are the ones that actually don't show up. They're the mistakes of omission rather than commission. We've never lost that much money on any one investment, but it's the things that I knew enough to do that I didn't do. You know, those don't show up. Yeah, there's no place where it shows missed opportunities, but I've missed some big ones. The triumphs in life are partly triumphs because you know that everything isn't going to be a triumph. And I would never get too hung up on mistakes. I know a lot of people that really agonize over them, and it just isn't worth it. I mean, tomorrow's another day, and you live it forward and just go on to the next thing.